my meeting. They must not send it to us. They must brief. Ask them. Oh, okay. We'll talk about that and agree with the committee. The analysis of the annual report of the department. Members feel there that they should not just be sent to us. We must create some space for them to brief us. I'm saying we'll engage on this as a committee and agree. You know. You see one entity than the department. But there would be no space. They were trying to twist my arm to say I must create a space. I said people will not take us seriously if we deviate from our program. Let's create space ourselves away from the program. Thank you very much. I'm sorry to those that it's not me, and it's somebody elderly to me, so I've just taken instructions.
Good afternoon, members. Let me start off by saying that I will desist reluctantly from doing what Mr. Mann and Mr. Mabena often say too. I mean, before they ask questions, that is tomorrow. So I'll desist from wondering about get down with it. Honourable members, if you could, I suppose that you have the analysis in your position, but with that is me, and I don't know so how much time to be here. At my disposal.
Out by 2 o'clock.
So, in the light of what Chair has just said, we shall attribute to time constraints. If you look at the structure of the analysis, if you exclude the introduction, we have the present overview of 2018-19, and beneath that, we'll be looking at priorities of government. That is what guides the department as it discharges its responsibility. We also have the courage of focusing on those because we think of it as a risk. I'm not speaking to the failure. I also propose that I don't focus on the overview and assessment of performance assessment of financial performance act, because members will recall that we dealt with the fourth quarter expenditure of the department not so long ago. But obviously, if members are in possession of the document, you will see that throughout my analysis, I'll be highlighting issues where I think members should be zeroing in on with a view to getting further clarity from the department. I think for the purpose of this session, I would rather have to focus, if members permit, on the findings of the Auditor General as well as the overview and assessment of program performance of the department for 2018-19, if that is okay with me, ma'am. For members who have the analysis in front of them, I'll start speaking to the document from page 14. That is the findings of the Auditor General of South Africa. During the period under review, the department received an unqualified audit opinion. However, the Auditor General drew attention to the following matters. One, annual financial statements and annual performance report. In that regard, the Auditor General of South Africa found that the financial statements of the department that it had submitted for auditing had not been prepared in accordance with the prescribed financial reporting framework as required by Section 40, Subsection 1A of the Public Finance Management Act number 1 of 1999, that is the PFMA. Secondly, a material misstatement of commitment disclosure, out of disclosure not identified by the auditors in the financial statements were corrected, resulting in the financial statement receiving an unqualified audit opinion. Pertaining to that finding, I'm recommending that the department should review and monitor compliance with applicable legislation. Another finding was on procurement and contract management. In that regard, the Auditor General found that bid documentation for the procurement of commodities designated for local content and production did not stipulate the minimum threshold for local production and content as required by the 2017 Preferential Procurement Regulation 8, Subsection 2. Secondly, commodities designated for local content and production were procured from suppliers who had not submitted a declaration of local production and content as required again by the 2017 Preferential Procurement Regulation. The recommendation that I'm making in that regard is that the department should develop and implement action plans that address procurement and contract management. Another finding was on expenditure management. In that regard, the Auditor General of South Africa found that the department had not taken effective and appropriate steps to prevent irregular expenditure amounting to 1.2 million rand as required by Section 38, Subsection 1C2 of the PFMA, as well as Treasury Regulation 911. And the recommendation in that regard is that the department should develop and implement again action plan to prevent irregular expenditure. Another one, that is the finding, it was on leadership. The AG found that in that regard, the leadership of the department had been slow in exercising its oversight responsibilities to address deficiencies pertaining to financial reporting, compliance, as well as related internal controls. And the recommendation in that regard is that the leadership of the department should exercise oversight responsibility pertaining to financial and performance reporting as well as related internal controls. Another finding that came out on financial and performance management. And the AG was of the view that material amendments made to the annual financial statement regarding commitments that were misstated as management had not been prepared accurate and complete schedules for commitments, thereby affecting the accuracy of the amount disclosed in the annual financial statements. The second bullet point under that heading would be the finding that management of the department, or the management of the department rather, did not adequately review and monitor compliance with the PFMA and Treasury regulations to ensure compliance with procurement processes to prevent incurring irregular expenditure. There was also another finding on investigations. In that regard, the AG found that two investigations were at the time of reporting in progress, and they were on matters related to procurement and contract management. And the department has reported that the outcome in relation to the investigations in question are expected in the current financial year. Then what the member should be speaking to or should be asking to the department insofar as that finding is concerned, I recommend, is that they should be requesting the department to give an update on the investigations that I just made a reference to. Yeah, that would be it. And then now coming to the overview and assessment of program performance. During the period under review, that is 2018-19, the department had 81 annual performance targets. And of these, it achieved 26, which translates into 83.9%. By the end of the reporting period. It spent 59.2 billion rand or 98.9% of the 59.8 billion that has been allocated to it. The department did not achieve 5 annual performance targets, indicating an underachievement rate of 16.1%. In contrast to 2017-18, the success rate of the department regressed during the period under review. In that financial year, that is 2017-18, the department has set itself 37 annual performance targets. And of these, it achieved 34 by the end of the reporting period, translating into an achievement rate of 91.9%. Some of the notable achievements that were made by the department during the period under review were as follows. It reported that a total of 553 employees, including interns, had been trained in line with the workplace skills plan, with 673 training interventions. In this regard, the department spent 4.8 million rand. Another achievement that reported on was in the National Road Traffic Amendment Bill, which it reported that it had submitted to the department's executive committee of transport officials. Another one was the Air Transport Strategy 2019-2024 that it reported that it had approved for submission to cabinet. There was also the draft of the Maritime Transport Strategy 2030 that it reportedly had approved and that all had been done by the Forum of South African Directors General Clusters. It also stated or listed as one of its notable achievements as the funding of the IPTNS with regard to the 13 implementing municipalities. Then, now coming to the challenges encountered during the period under review. The first one was with regard to, was regard to price. It stated that while it is pleased with the investments that has been made by Prasa with regard to its modernization program, the program is taking place at a snail's pace. One of the challenges was that during the reporting period it couldn't, or rather it experienced challenges as regards the development of the national vehicle, which means that would be the target that it would have set itself, that it was not achieved during the reporting period. There was also a slow progress on the implementation of the marine transport manufacturing project under Operation Paris, owing to, that is the experience that they are giving, owing to changes within Transnet as well as the Transnet National Port Authority. There was also prolonged procurement processes, particularly regarding the taxi or the revised taxi recapitalization program, which led to underspending on the allocated budget. Now, if I were to zoom in on the program of the department, which are seven in total, starting with the administration program, under that one, the department has said it says five annual performance targets, and it achieved all of them. This was similar to 2017-18. Coming to program two, that is integrated transport planning. There was underperformance in that regard because the Department of Services, four annual performance targets. And it achieved three. And then the one that it couldn't achieve was the submission of the single transport economic regulator bill, which when it makes a reference to it uses an acronym, STEP. The reason provided by the department for its inability to achieve this target was, quote, extensive stakeholder consultations prolonged by the complex process of finalizing the deal, unquote. The main cause for prolonged consultations, according to them, attributed to, quote again, the lack of consensus on critical areas in the deal, unquote. Now, what I'm recommending is that the members should request the department to give an update on how the reported consultations with key stakeholders to provide clarity and direction on the stuff being penned out. Coming now to program three, that is the rail transport. That is the rail transport. Under that one again, the department has set itself four annual performance targets, and by the end of the financial year, it achieved 3 or 75% thereof. The one target that it could not achieve was the submission of the National Rail Bill to Cabinet. At the time of reporting, The department maintained that it could not achieve the target because, quote, further investigation was required on institutional arrangements, market structure, and private sector participation for the rail industry, unquote. As a corrective measure, the department stated that it would continue, quote, engagement with the Department of Public Enterprises as well as National Trust. Regarding the explanation that the department is providing, I'm recommending that the department give the committee an update on the engagement with the Department of Public Enterprises as well as National Treasury. Coming to program number four, that is road transport. During the reporting period, the department set itself six annual performance targets. And of these, it achieved all of them. Under civil aviation transport program, which is program number five, the department set itself five annual performance targets. And of these, it achieved two, while three were not achieved. This was a regression from 2017-18 because in that financial year, the department had similarly set itself five annual performance targets, and it has achieved all of them by the end of the reporting period. The targets that it couldn't attain under the civil aviation program with two. The first one was draft regulations for Airport Company Act submitted to the minister for approval. The department maintained that the target could not be achieved due to, quote, non-finalization of the bill amendment process. As a corrective measure, it reported that the amendment bill was, quote, undergoing parliamentary approval process. It further added that the finalization of regulations will be prioritized once the amendment process is finalized, unquote. Second one is the draft regulations for the Air Traffic and Navigation Services are submitted to the minister for approval. Likewise, the reason given by the department for not achieving this annual performance target was that the regulations could not be developed, quote, due to the non-finalization, the similar reason, by the way, of the bill amendment process, unquote. As this corrective measure, the department contended that the bill was undergoing, again, similar reason, parliamentary approval process, unquote. In addition, it stated that the finalization of regulations would prioritize once the amendment process is finalized. The third one was the air traffic navigation services bill submitted to cabinet. Again, that target was not achieved. And the reason provided for the inability to achieve the target was, again, prolonged consultations on a complex process, whatever that means, a change of scope from a legislative amendment to repealing and rationalization of two existing legislations into one. At the time of reporting, the department asserted that the process has been duly refocused and consultations have commenced. In addition, it stated that the medium term had been amendment to ensure that the bill is finalized and submitted to cabinet and parliament within the medium term expenditure framework. Yes, Chair. As regards program number six, before I come to the final program, under this one, the department has set itself three annual performance targets, and all of them were achieved. Now coming to the last one, program seven, that is public transport. in this regard, the department has set itself 4 annual performance targets and it achieved all of them. In the process, spending 12.5 billion around occupating beyond that has been allocated to it. As far as the human resource management matters are concerned, the department had 878 posts on the approved establishment. And of these, 645 had been filled. The vacancy rate stood at 26.5%. The highest vacancy rate was in Program 6, which is maritime transport, which stood at 37.5%. The vacancy rate of Program 4, that is the road transport program, as well as Program 5, civil aviation transport, followed with 36% and 33.3% respectively. The recommendations that I'm making in that regard is that first, the department should indicate whether it has a recruitment plan to in place to address the vacancy rate and whether it has set itself time frames to deal with this. Secondly, it should report on the issue of the use of consultants, and the report should encompass inter alia the role played by the consultants, whether they were performing the routine tasks or they had specialized skills, the money spent on consultants, and whether the department got any value for money by making use of consultants, and whether it has a skills transfer plan. That will be the end of the presentation, Chair.
Well, thank you. Guida, you are liberated.
Yes.
For any further interaction, honorable members on their individual capacity must actually interact with the Dr. Tangis. I get we agreed, honorable members. It's not a committee issue. It's not a committee issue. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to ask from Valerie, when the department responded to our previous questions, the quality was a bit poor. They were going to resubmit. Did they resubmit? They never resubmit. Thank you very much.
Okay, let's get AXA to be allowed. Yes, sir. You are allowed, honorable member. You can switch your TV to the chair now. I'm ready. MD. Welcome, welcome. Are you ready? Can we start? And according to the program, all of us were starting. That's not the program, it's safe.